This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. One of the things I've always said about society is that if you don't get the toxins out of the food, you know, the heavy metals, the hormone disruptors, the inflammatory chemicals, all these things. If you don't get the toxins out of the food and the medicine and the vaccines, eventually you will cause so much brain damage across society, you will have a mentally deranged society. In other words, what we're seeing right now. What we are seeing, you know, a lot of people like to talk about, oh, it's cultural forces and it's, you know, historical forces and it's engineered by globalists. And to a large extent, that is absolutely true. But the other thing that makes it possible is that people have been driven to mental insanity by all the toxins in the food, the heavy metals, which is something, you know, that we test. I'm a food scientist. This is actually my main focus, is clean food. That's what I've been doing for many years, since, what, 2013? Now, testing foods and selling clean foods at healthrangerstore.com and so on, testing for pesticides, inventing and publishing new techniques to test and quantitate pesticides or cannabinoids and CBD products and so on. This is what I do. And the reason I do that is because I know that over time, a population, if it builds up enough toxins, the people lose their minds. And that's what we're seeing right now. It's just like you go back to ancient Rome and they had the aqueducts that brought the water into the cities, right? And the aqueducts were lined with a very malleable metal that was relatively easy to find at the time. And it was very easy to work with because it's a very soft metal, but it's also very structurally sound. It's kind of like a metallic glue. And so they would use that metal to line the aqueducts to carry the water. And that metal, guess what it is? Lead. That's right, it's lead. And what we now know happens is that rainfall goes into the streams and the rivers and so on that are tapped by the aqueducts, mostly the higher mountain streams. And this rainfall is slightly acidic because all rainfall is slightly acidic. Did you know that? Usually the pH is under 7.0. So rainwater is slightly acidic, usually. And then that acid strips out minute quantities of the lead, basically infusing the lead into the water. And then this water falls via gravity, you know, it's transported via the aqueducts all the way to the cities of Rome. And there, the local residents would drink lead-contaminated water. Now, lead causes, well, mental insanity. Lead causes bone disorders. Lead causes cancer and other things as well. Lots of problems with lead. But one of them is it makes people mentally nuts. Total whack jobs. And then, of course, the Roman Empire fell after that. Now, you could say, of course, the Roman Empire fell because it had too many costs associated with occupying enemy states, and the soldiers had to be funded in faraway lands to occupy the full breadth of the Roman Empire. And so there were economic issues as well. I'm not discounting that. I'm not saying that lead was the only cause of the fall of Rome, but it was certainly a contributing factor. Because when you have a population of people who go bonkers, you can't have a society that's sustainable, can you? Doesn't work. Just like today. Our society in America today is insane. People are nuts. People have lost their minds. I mean, look at this left-wing obedience cult, where they're now canceling Aunt Jemima syrup and Uncle Ben's rice because the face of a black man is on a box of rice? That's racist? Why is that racist? What about Air Jordans and Michael Jordan? Is it now racist to have Michael Jordan promoting tennis shoes? Does Michael Jordan have to be removed from the brand of tennis shoes if Uncle Ben's removed from the rice? What about it? Poor Aunt Jemima? She's had a rough go, you know? Number one, her product is mostly corn syrup. So, you know, poor Aunt Jemima, it was never real syrup to begin with. I'm glad nobody told her. She might have got mad, but they had to take Aunt Jemima off the syrup for some reason. Why? Because people are lunatics. People are such lunatics in America today. They're canceling Mrs. Butterworth's syrup. And by the way, Mrs. Butterworth's, from what I remember, she's an old white grandma. So I don't know how cancel culture got to Mrs. Butterworth's. I mean, I remember seeing those commercials when I was a kid. Mrs. Butterworth, an old grandma, get your syrup on your pancakes, whatever. It's just like a little animated bottle of syrup, you know? When you're growing up watching cartoons on a Saturday morning. Yeah, Mrs. Butterworth's. I think I'm saying there's Buttersworth's, but Mrs. Butterworth's, yeah. They're canceling her. Because it's now, I guess everything is offensive. They're deleting history. Like, now I'm hearing that every report about slavery in the encyclopedias and in the magazine articles, and it's all got to be erased now from history. And I'm thinking to myself, how insane is that? Aren't we supposed to teach our children about the horrors of slavery and why it was wrong? But now, no, the insane left-wing culture, which is poisoned with heavy metals and toxic pharmaceuticals and mass medication and probably chemtrail chemicals and everything else on top of that and toxic vaccines, they're just saying that all black people are bad in history now for some reason. They're tearing down the statue of Abraham Lincoln, who freed the slaves. And now all black history has to be erased now from the history books for some reason, which makes no sense whatsoever. It's like, why would you erase the history of the Holocaust? Don't you know that if you don't learn the lessons of history, you're doomed to repeat them? I mean, the very first thing that you should teach children in school today is the lessons of things that went bad in history, like communism, for example, you know, Stalinism, the Cultural Revolution of Maoist China, the Holocaust, slavery, all those things. They should just say, look, these are things that you don't want to do because they end badly. But now I guess they all have to be erased from history. And every brand that has a face on it has to be erased as well. What about, isn't there a, I mean, by the way, all these brands, all these food brands are all bogus anyway. They're all owned by the same companies, Kellogg's and General Mills and whoever. There's only like five companies that own all the brands. You know, in personal care, it's like Procter & Gamble owns everything. So all these brands, Hain, I think, is one of the big brands. They own everything. And so when you have like Annie Chun's, you know, chop suey, Chinese, whatever, there is no Annie Chun. Just so you know, there is no Annie. So there's no Chinese lady in the back cooking up your chow mein noodles for you. No, doesn't happen. Doesn't exist. There is no Aunt Jemima. You know, just to be clear, there is no Uncle Ben. There's no Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben is a fictional fabrication. There was a Eli Whitney, but I guess we're going to have to erase him from history too, because we're not allowed to teach black history anymore because it's offensive to somebody. But anyway, the main point here is when people's brains are destroyed by heavy metals, like in the Roman Empire with lead, but today there's arsenic and all the gluten-free, well, not all, but many of the gluten-free foods are very high in arsenic. Did you know that? A lot of your rice flour products are high arsenic. Yeah, there's a yummy, delicious treat for you. You've avoided gluten and you've eaten arsenic. Oh, have fun with that one. There's mercury still in the vaccines. There's aluminum in the vaccines. And there are toxic chemicals in many of the pharmaceuticals, the psychotropic drugs, for example. Oh, plus, of course, they're chemtrailing everybody, dropping toxins out of the sky, and hitting your brain with 5G electromagnetic radiation, which causes the production of what are called peroxynitrites in your blood, in your body, which are incredibly toxic, and they destroy the healthy cells of your body and your brain. So there's actually 5G poisoning of your brain that's happening if you live in a 5G city or if you have a 5G device. You're poisoning your brain. You're actually brain poisoning. That's what's happening. It's cause and effect, straight chemistry, you know, biochemistry and physics, okay? Peroxynitrites, look it up. they're horrible for your health. It's kind of like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day or something like that, you know? Not exactly the same, but having a 5G phone is worse than smoking cigarettes, okay? And one day that will probably become clear. But for now, the telecom companies are denying all that, and everybody's pretending it's not real. And then they're telling you, oh, there's nothing wrong with artificial sweeteners. So here, eat more aspartame. Yeah, don't worry about that. Oh, here, have some chemo. That's good for you. The oncology centers are telling you that if you want to prevent cancer, right, not even if you have it, but if you don't have it and you want to prevent it, they say, here, have some chemo. That's insane. They should be saying, you want to prevent cancer? Here, have some, you know, vitamin D or something. Eat some medicinal mushrooms. Have some sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts. You know, there's anti-cancer nutrients all over the grocery store. Basically, the entire fresh produce section. You know, onions and carrots and celery and oranges and garlic and all that stuff. Turmeric, all of it. All that stuff's anti-cancer. In fact, the only way you can even really get cancer is if you eat a horrible diet or have exposure to radiation or smoking or something, or 5G, come to think of it. But they'll tell you, have some chemo, because they want to sell you the chemo, because of course they make money on the chemo drugs. You know, the oncology clinics, that's their profit center, is selling you the chemo. So of course they tell you, you need some chemo. It's kind of like you drive your car into a garage of a dishonest mechanic. He's like, you need a new transmission, you know? It's going to be $2,000. You're like, really? It seemed fine. I just had a flat tire. He's like, nope, you need a new transmission. And here, I'll sell you one. That's what the oncology centers are like. You need chemo or you're going to die. And then you gotta sign up. And then they put an IV in your arm and pump you full of chemo drugs. And next thing you know, you got brain damage. It's called chemo brain, of course. And then you have a brain damaged society. Now, the society at large is a projection of the aggregate health of the individual members who make up that society. So you can't have a healthy society if you have unhealthy, insane, lunatic people with brain damage who are the members of that society. You ever heard that phrase, people get the government they deserve? Well, people also get the society they, quote, deserve, in the sense that their individual health, which is horrifically bad, is projected into society at large. And just as individual health in America is collapsing because people are living on junk food buffets and genetically engineered artificial foods and chemicals and, you know, pesticides and heavy metals and all this crap and mass medication, that's what's going to be projected into society. So society goes into a state of collapse because the individuals who are in society have lost their minds. So that means your local city council members have lost their minds. And by the way, I don't know if anybody listening to this is part of a city council. I've never seen a city council that had sane members. They're all fucking nuts. They're insane. It like anybody who wants to serve on the city council is probably a lunatic. You know, present company aside, of course, maybe you're the only sane person on that board, and then you know exactly what I'm talking about. But who wants to serve on a city council board except someone who's totally freaking insane and has nothing to do with their lives that would be better, right? Who wants to be a mayor? You'd have to be insane to want to be in charge of a collapsing city in America. Who wants to be a governor? Frankly, who wants to be president, right? You'd almost have to be insane to want that job, especially if you're trying to do a good job, they're going to just try to destroy you, right? So the leaders of an insane society are themselves insane. And then they get elected because the voters are insane. And the voters are insane because of the exposure to all these chemicals that I've mentioned, but also exposure to toxic TV programming, toxic fake news, you know, toxic university de-education, you know, cry bully training, snowflake training, whatever you want to call it, social justice warrior training, victimology 101, women's studies, African-American studies, teaching you white people are bad. Basically, it's institutionalized racism and anti-white bigotry taught as a university class. And the only reason they get away with all this is because half the population is brain damaged. And why are they brain damaged? Because all the things I mentioned. Because they're dropping toxins out of the sky. They put them in the vaccine shots to poison you. Every vaccine shot is designed to be a lobotomy. A partial lobotomy to shut off your brain so you don't question anything. TV is a programming engine. You ever wonder why the most enlightened, aware people in the world are people who don't watch television? Ever wonder why? Because television, there are multiple layers of broadcast in there. It's not just the program you're watching. There are signals and frequencies that are designed to dumb you down and give you kind of a psycho lobotomy. Seriously, the broadcast is designed as a mind control system. That technology is all patented. You can look it up in the U.S. Patent Office, for God's sake. No, the only way to free your mind, by the way, is to do the things that I talk about. You know, drink fresh juice, take nutritional supplements, eat organic, take a walk in nature, engage in some exercise so that you sweat out some toxins. Get your mind off the toxic television, away from the toxic fake news channels like CNN or whatever, and start having real nutrition for your body and your mind and your soul. And the good news is that stuff is readily available. It's really simple. You can grow a lot of it. You can just have a garden and you can grow some cilantro and you can grow some basil. you can grow stuff. Some sprouts, you know, some broccoli sprouts with anti-cancer medicine in every sprout. You can grow your own vitamin C with a kumquat tree, which I grow, by the way. They're really fun to grow, little kumquat bushes. And they produce all these little kumquats full of vitamin C. Delicious. You can eat the peel. In fact, the peel is the best part. They're like little oblong oranges if you don't know what kumquats are. I strongly recommend you grow some kumquats. I grow aloe vera. I grow, turmeric, of course, which is very fun to grow. It needs a lot of water. Keep that soil wet. Right now I'm growing potatoes too. But look, the point is, if you are tied into all of the normal, you know, providers of food, such as fast food restaurants and grocery processed food, and the normal channels of information, such as, you know, Google or CNN or Wikipedia, whatever, or the normal sources of education, the local university, which is probably funded by Communist China, by the way, then your whole life is toxic. Everything that you know is poison. Your mind has been poisoned. Your body has been poisoned. Your whole reality is poison. But you can get away from that, but you have to make a decision to want to live with a sense of clarity, a sense of awareness, of spiritual consciousness. And the only way to do that is to start eating clean freaking food. And I mean, it's no coincidence why the slogan for my online store, healthrangerstore.com, is changing the world through clean food. That slogan actually embodies not only everything I'm talking about here, but my whole philosophy, which is that if we want to make the world a better place, we have to have people who are healthy and sane. And then healthy, sane people will make healthy, sane decisions when they vote or when they're running for office or when they are serving as a mayor or president or whatever. And the only way to have a healthy, sane society that's sustainable and that's, you know, got equal justice under the law, for example, is to have healthy people, which starts with breakfast every day. Breakfast. Change the breakfast of America and you change the course of the nation. Because I guarantee you the breakfast of most Americans today is a toxic, putrid death ingestion exercise. And then they wonder why America is dying. Why is America collapsing? It's because of your breakfast, come to think of it. It's because the food that everybody's eating is toxic. You know, what people eat for breakfast, what? Processed meat with sodium nitrite in it causes cancer, right? So they got their sausage links or whatever, bacon with, you know, hormones and the meat and the ecological impact of all the GMOs that are fed to the animals. And then their processed white flour and their white sugar and their, you know, Aunt Jemima corn syrup, which I guess will be gone soon. And all the things that people eat for breakfast, white bread. And in that breakfast, there's nothing that's real food. There's nothing that's real food. You want to know what I eat for breakfast? This is the same thing I've been eating for how long now? 15 years? I don't know. It's been a while. It's a smoothie, okay? And I'll tell you, maybe I should do a a video on this, but I'll tell you what goes in the smoothie. It's very simple. It's bananas and avocados, turmeric powder, coconut water, flax seeds. I put in the whey protein from my own store because we've tested that stuff like 10 different ways. Very clean whey protein from New Zealand. Let's see, what else do I put in there? Oh yeah, I put in a little bit of broccoli sprouts powder. I put in a little bit of a black cumin seed oil because of its very healthful effects. Let's see, what else do I put in there? Sometimes I put in our mixed berry fruit powder, a little bit of that. And it seems like I'm missing something here. What am I missing? I don't know. Sometimes a little bit of magnesium, sometimes. Oh, yeah, I put in some MCT oil powder. And sometimes I put in the peptides because I don't eat a lot of meat. In fact, I kind of rarely eat meat. I mean, every once in a while I'll break down and have like a barbecue beef sandwich or something. But that these days is less than once a month. It might be once a quarter, you know, like four times a year or something. The rest of the time I'm just doing, you know, smoothies and so I throw in the peptides and I have the whey protein, you know, to get all that in there. And then I add coconut water and regular water and blend that up. And oh, sometimes I'll throw in a chocolate too. I forgot. Some cacao powder, or even sometimes I'll take like an organic chocolate bar and break off a fourth of it and just chuck it in there. The different brands like Endangered Species is one that I get those bars sometimes. So I'll blend all this up and I'll drink it. That's my breakfast. And you say, whoa, that sounds wicked, man. And it probably looks kind of orange colored. You know, people say orange man bad, orange smoothie bad. No, it's fine. Yeah, it looks like mustard, but it tastes like a chocolate mint ice cream shake. The reason it tastes that good is because the avocados and the bananas together make kind of an ice cream, because you got the fatty fats of the avocados, which are delicious, and then you got the sweets of the bananas. It's like ice cream. And you don't have to throw all that other stuff in there. You don't have to put the turmeric in there. That definitely makes it a little higher on the wickedness scale. You don't have to put the black cumin seed oil because that's also pretty strong. You could start with the easy version of this recipe. You know, avocados and bananas and flax seeds and some whey protein and some water. That's it. That's a real breakfast. I've been drinking that for, I think, maybe 15 years. And whereas if I were eating the standard American breakfast, what would that be? Like some fried sausage links made from some, you know, animal torturing factory farm operation run with toxic chemicals with some crazy preservatives like sodium nitrite and probably MSG and all that crap in there. And then just the act of frying that sucker up in a pan is creating cancer-causing acrylamides. And there's no fiber in the meat, so you can't have a bowel movement from that. You know, I've met people who have like two bowel movements a week. I'm like, whoa, because I'm having that before the afternoon, you know, every day, because like, everything's moving just fine. But if you're having two bowel movements a week, you know, your constipation means you're poisoning yourself during all those hours that you're not, you know, moving things out. And so if you have a nation of people who are all constipated and poisoning themselves, then what do you think happens? You get a nation of toxic decisions, you know, toxic votes, toxic democracy or toxic government or toxic city council people, whatever, toxic, you know, corruption. It really has everything to do with food. If you change the food, you heal a nation. No joke. I probably should spend more time talking about this, frankly. Because it's easy to complain about the politics, you know, complain about all these left-wing lunatics. But what made them lunatics? See, that's the real question. What's, you know, the lunacy of Chaz, you know, the zone in Seattle run by left-wing terrorist warlords. The lunacy of that thing, it's kind of entertaining to talk about it, but it's just a symptom of a real disease, an infestation, which is horribly toxic food that everybody's living on. And if you want to know what people are eating, just do what I did. I sometimes I do a grocery pickup service, you know, where you order online and then you drive in and they bring your groceries to your car and they load them up. I started doing that during the pandemic, but I kind of like it because I don't like to go into the grocery store anyway because it all smells like laundry detergent. It's all toxic in there. So one time they brought out all of my groceries and loaded them up, and they tell you you're not supposed to get out of your car, so I couldn't really see exactly what was being loaded in the back of the car. So they load up all my groceries, and I found out later after I went home, they also loaded up somebody else's groceries. So I got somebody else's order on top of my own order. And when I saw this other person's order, I was horrified. It was like white bread and some kind of weird, toxic, smelly cleaning solution, like a window cleaner. I was like, oh my gosh, this is full of perfume. Get this out of here. I called the store back. I'm like, I need to bring this crap back to you because I don't want it. And they said, no, you can keep it. You just keep it. It's yours. And I said, no, you don't understand me. I don't want this crap. I don't know. In fact, this stuff is highly offensive. I really need to bring it back. And they said, no, you just keep it. It's all yours. We apologize. You keep it. And when I insisted, I said, no, I got to take this back. Seriously, this is not my food. I don't freaking want it in my car. Okay. They said, well, the rules and regulations state that we can't take it back because of COVID-19. Right. So I'm explaining it. So basically you just poisoned me. You threw all this toxic crap in the back of my car. I've got toxic window cleaner now. And there was a bunch of other stuff in there that was like corn syrup, garbage, some kind of weird Pop-Tart looking stuff. In addition to the white bread, there's some like bizarre TV dinners and some aluminum pie shells. And then on top of all this is all this crap that causes obesity and diabetes. And then they had like diet cookies. I'm thinking, lady, whoever you are, who these groceries belong to, you're way beyond the diet cookie stage here. You need to reform all of this. You need to start with the bread. You need to eat some organic sprouted frozen bread or something, like Ezekiel bread or something. You got to get rid of this Wonder white bread garbage, which I didn't know what to do with. And, you know, normally I live on a ranch. So you would think, well, I can go give the food to, I guess, all the wild animals. And I was thinking, I don't want to poison these wild animals with Wonder bread. That would actually be kind of cruel to the wild animals, wouldn't it? I tend to give a lot of food to my donkeys when I have like damaged goods at the Health Ranger store. Sometimes we get a commercial shipment in, let's say, and then it shows up. It's got a hole in the bag, like a big 50-pound bag of organic flax seeds, let's say, or organic millet or something. This happens, especially oats. The donkeys love the oats. If it's a damaged bag, we can't sell it, right? You know, food safety. So usually I take it. I take it to the ranch and I feed it to the donkeys. And of course, they love the oats, man. They love the millet. They love all kinds of things, but those are all healthy things. See, if I were to give the donkeys a loaf of Wonder Bread, I might cause donkey diarrhea, which is not a pleasant thing, because where they walk and poop, that's where I walk. It's the same trail. I'm following the donkey trail because that's where it's easiest to walk. They've made a trail. So I don't want donkey diarrhea from Wonder Bread all over my trail. You know, and this is what the grocery store did to me. Cursed me with donkey diarrhea bread. What am I supposed to do with it? But it gave me this glimpse into other people's diets that was shocking. It's like, is this what Americans are eating? And then I remembered, yes, I've seen other people's shopping carts before when I used to stand in line and everything. You know, when I used to go inside the grocery store, I've seen other people's shopping carts. It's like all this Campbell's soup, processed ham, garbage, and all this processed cheese, and all kinds of meat. I don't know why Americans are into so much meat. Maybe this is a Texas thing. I don't know. But people are buying pork chops like crazy. Pork chops here, pork chops there. All kinds of meats everywhere. It's like a meat buffet fiesta. Ground beef everywhere. And all this processed food and you know, potato chips, everything's got MSG in it, all kinds of toxins, you know, processed garbage food, TV dinners, microwave food, food that actually says you can microwave it in the plastic bag. You know, like a frozen bag of green beans or whatever. It says microwave it in this bag just so you get extra plastics hormones in your food. And I guess people do that. I guess people take a bag, a plastic bag with food in it and chuck it in the microwave and turn the microwave on and eat that. Even though it's basically like a bisphenol infused instant, you know, soggy bean meal or whatever. I wouldn't even feed that to my donkeys. But this is what Americans eat. Forgot what else was in that shipment. It was nuts. I should have taken a picture of all that crap. It's like, and I remember I couldn't even take it back. So, well, I'm not even going to tell you what I did with it. I know some of you are saying you should have taken it to a food bank, right? But the reason I didn't do that is because I'm not cruel. Why would I want to poison food bank people? You know, if I were going to take something to a food bank, it'd be something healthy. And by the way, I've tried to do that before. And mostly food banks just want canned food for the most part. Although there have been times where we were able to give away some healthy options. We did that during one of the hurricanes a few years back. We gave a bunch to, I think it was, it was a Central Texas. I don't want to say which one it was. Yeah, no, I guess I did. I think I already publicly said it was a San Marcos food bank. San Marcos, south of Austin. And we donated big, I don't know, it was like $100,000 worth of food. And some of it was donated by some other companies as well. So it wasn't all ours, but we gave a lot to the food bank because it was healthy. I'm not going to donate unhealthy, crappy food to some food bank. That's just cruelty as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, it just gave me this glimpse of all the toxins that people are eating. And then I look around society and I see in the CHAZ, you know, autonomous zone in Seattle, I see a man kind of kneeling over and shitting in the street. And you know that person is mentally ill. And then you realize he's not the only one doing that. You realize that Seattle has become a magnet for mass mental illness, right? And these left-wing cities are magnets for mass mental illness. And the nation has become overrun with mental illness. And where does the mental illness come from? Again, it starts with breakfast because people are drinking the processed, homogenized, pasteurized milk, which is it's not even real food. Some artificially modified molecules that just clog up your brain cells and your veins and your sinuses. That's not even real food, in my opinion. I mean, real food would be raw cow's milk, unprocessed, or raw goat's milk, which I used to drink because I have goats and we milked them. And that was a lot of work. But it was good goat's milk. Have like a goat milk smoothie, you know? Pretty rich stuff. But the stuff that people eat is incredible. You can't run a nation on it. Which is why, really, the destruction of America belongs, the responsibility is on the FDA and Big Pharma and the USDA, which won't even ban toxic meat additives like sodium nitrate, which causes cancer. So we've been overrun by the corporate poisoners, the pesticide companies, the toxic food companies, the toxic medication companies. The corporate poisoners have poisoned America for profit, and they've been doing it for so long now, since about the end of World War II, let's say, we've got like four generations of totally poisoned people. To the point where they're having transgenerational poison, where, you know, the eggs that are forming in the body of the female as she's being formed in the body of her mother, those eggs are being poisoned. So you have now a two-generation skipping poisoning to the point where basically the human race is no longer even viable, except among those people who've been eating healthy, you know, people who eat organic and who eat, you know, fresh food and things like that. And that's a subset of the population. That's like maybe less than 5%. And then the Asian people tend to be the healthiest when they eat traditional Asian diets, you know, sushi, you know, for the Japanese folks, and even traditional Chinese food. You know, I used to live in Taiwan, I'm very familiar with all this. Traditional Chinese food tends to be pretty healthy. But if you see like a young Asian obese person, that's because they're eating an American diet. Trust me, that's because they grew up in America eating an American diet. Even the fat Asians in Taiwan are eating at McDonald's in Taiwan, which, by the way, I also did when I lived there, and I got fat at the time too. I was eating McDonald's in Taiwan. I know, it's kind of a stupid thing to do. That's frankly, that's how I got into a lot of health problems, you know, before I figured out that food matters. So you look at how different cultures poison themselves, and you look at the nation as a whole of how people poison themselves, and you're like, no wonder that we are having problems as a nation. No wonder people are going insane. Look at all the chemicals in the food, in the medication, in the vaccines, in the air. You know, did you know that just air pollution alone in the cities is linked to mental disorders? Did you know that? Just air pollution by itself, not even counting anything else. And then you got the fake news on top of that. You got the bad information. You got the censorship of Google. You got Big Pharma sponsoring all the medical journals. You got the doctors as pharma whores being paid by the drug companies to push more drugs onto people that you don't need. You got the pharmacists, basically a bunch of Big Pharma hookers and whores. And you wonder why America is poisoned. And then the left just blames Trump for everything. Oh, it's Trump's fault. Actually, it isn't. It's Big Pharma's fault. It's the food industry's fault. It's the FDA. It's the USDA. It's the greed. It's the corporate monoculture. It's the destruction of the minerals in the soils. It's the mass pollution of our croplands with pesticides and atrazine, which is a chemical castrator that's turning people into transgenders, by the way. Gender bender chemicals are real. And if you wonder why there's a sudden surge in young people who think they're gay and transgender, it's not even their fault. They've been chemically poisoned. Hey, I didn't say that this was all going to be politically correct. I'm just telling you the facts, okay? Atrazine is a gender bender chemical. It's in the food. Did you know it's the second most common herbicide that's used in America after glyphosate? And it alters the phenotype expression of sex and gender? Did you know that? Yeah, you wonder why all these LGBT people? It's because they're all atrazine poisoned. That's why. Like I said, it's not even their fault. It's a chemical contamination. This is like the Roman Empire with the lead. This is modern America with atrazine poisoning. And then you wonder why there's infertility. Oh, it's because the sperm counts are dropping and the egg production is plunging. You know, the average man today, his sperm can't even compete with the sperm of an armadillo. No, seriously. Male human sperm. Now, I know there's a bunch of leftists who think that females can have sperm too. No, they can't. You're just an idiot. Only males can have sperm. And the sperm quality is plunging to the point where animals, probably, I would imagine that male rats, you know, field mice, have better quality sperm than the average human male now, because at least the mice are eating, you know, seeds and things. You know, maybe little grubs or something. I don't know what all mice eat, but it's raw, wild food. It's not processed meat, is it? It's not all your garbage pesticide stuff. Mice and rats have better sperm than most men in America. it's just a true statement. I'm sorry. I'm not here to coddle your emotions. You don't like this stuff? I don't know. That's your problem. You deal with it. I'm telling you what's causing the country to collapse. You know, the truth is not popular in times of mass delusion. Everybody wants to be lied to. Oh, it's not, nothing's wrong. All the food is fine. Everything's safe. This is like what Monsanto used to say. Oh, glyphosate is harmless. You know, the FDA, all the drugs are safe. The CDC, every vaccine is good for you. You know, everybody wants to be told everything. Like all the kids going to the competition in school, they're playing, you know, kickball or whatever. Everybody's a winner. You know, we don't even keep score in the football games anymore because everybody has to be coddled and told that everything's okay. Everything's not okay. you're being poisoned, okay? You're being poisoned. And it's been known for a long time. You're being poisoned with heavy metals and pesticides and toxic food ingredients, cancer-causing chemicals, artificial sweeteners. You're being poisoned with 5G. You're being poisoned with chemtrails. You're being poisoned with toxic water from your local municipal water supply. And most of the poisoning is deliberate, okay? Everybody's not a winner and everything's not okay. In the real world, you're being poisoned by a bunch of malicious anti-human, you know, well, haters and lunatics who are running everything, and they're running it into the ground. Society is collapsing. The lunacy is rising. The rule of law is collapsing as well. And the people who have the most power are the most insane, evil people imaginable. Some of them aren't even human, but that's another podcast. So no, everything's not okay. And it's becoming harder and harder to defend yourself against the insanity of the world around you, which is why clean food is so crucial to this whole equation. Clean food is the one sanctuary where you know you're not getting poisoned through that vector. At the same time, get yourself a water filter, right? Get yourself an air filter for your home. Filter out the toxins in your air. Don't buy a new home. The first 10 years are the most toxic in a new home. You know, your carpet's off-gassing formaldehyde and all the VOCs are off-gassing from the particle board furniture. You know, all the electrical wiring in the house is off-gassing like plastic fumes. The first 10 years are the most toxic. And the way they build homes these days, to try to get their eco-friendly green rating, all that means is they seal the whole damn thing up so there's no air exchange, so you're not getting fresh air ever, so the toxins are locked in the house. So you think you're living in an eco-friendly green home? No, you're living in a poison vessel, like a cell block of mass poisoning. And if you're not growing plants in there and running air filters, you're just breathing poison every breath of every day, you know? And people wonder why things go wrong with their health. Yeah, because you're breathing poison. You're living in a toxic, basically a tomb. You're living in a chemical tomb that you call a house with a green rating. Not that green when you're dead, is it? Not that green. Not that green when there's freaking toxic VOCs all in your brain cells. Not that green. It's incredible. Just sometimes you're probably with me on this. Sometimes you feel like, are we the last informed people on this planet? You know, are we the only ones who know about the vectors that I'm talking about here? Because the masses are just oblivious to this stuff. They're just eating, shoveling poison down their throats. Oh, this is good, this brunch, you know. They're just eating all the most toxic garbage. You know, they're going to the local Denny's or whatever. It's like, this soup is awesome. Dude, that's from an instant mix of MSG and like partially hydrogenated... you know, GMO soybean oil powder. Do you have any idea what you're eating? No, they have no clue. No clue. So you can't have a nation that's sustainable when the people are eating poison and living in poison every day. So when this system craters, from it will rise perhaps a new system. And it is my sincere hope that new system will have some kind of foundation in health freedom and principles of good health, which means that corporations shouldn't be allowed to poison people for profit, which is basically the basis of about a third of our GDP in America today is corporations poisoning people for profit. Maybe it's 50% of the GDP. It's a lot. Poisoning people for profit. That's the economy. So when you see the stock market going up, you know what that means? More people were poisoned by the media companies, you know, brain poisoning, poisoned by the food companies, poisoned by the pharmaceutical companies, poisoned by the vaccine companies. High stock market means more people are being poisoned. And if the stock market were to completely crash, and if we were to shut down all those companies and the entire economy had a reboot, you know what would happen? Well, I'll give you a hint. Since we had the lockdowns, with, you know, the coronavirus lockdowns and far fewer children are out there getting vaccinated, you know what's happened to the mortality statistics of children across America? They have plunged. That's right. Fewer children are dying because they don't have access to vaccines. Imagine that. In fact, if the entire pharmaceutical medical system, all the hospitals and all the doctors were to shut down tomorrow, fewer people would die than are dying. America would be healthier. Without a single doctor, without a single hospital, without a single pharmaceutical, America would be healthier than we are with all those things. That's how bad the system is. That's how many people they're killing. So if you want clean food, I guess, you know, in the meantime, until the collapse comes, if you want clean food, visit my online store. That's what I do. And you can tell I'm pretty passionate about it. And I don't beat around the bush. Clean food is at healthrangerstore.com. And it's really genuinely clean food. It's the stuff that I eat. It's the stuff that I buy. And I have the same standards for me as I do for everyone else, which is that if it doesn't pass my tests in my lab, my heavy metals test, my microbiology test, my glyphosate test, which I oversee, I developed that test, by the way. I actually built it. If it doesn't pass all those tests, then it gets rejected. And then we don't buy that lot, or we don't use the lot if we already have possession of it. Doesn't get used, gets tossed. Sometimes it does go to the donkeys, I do have to admit. Occasionally, you know, there's a raw material we get that's a little bit over the limit of heavy metals, but still cleaner than most things you'd buy at the grocery store. You know, we don't sell it to you, we give it to the donkeys. Most people would consider it clean food, but it's not, doesn't meet our super stringent standards. So, you know, we have very strict standards, so we have to reject a lot of the production lots. But anyway, this is what I'm into. This is what I live for, is clean food. HealthRangerStore.com is where you can find it. And the more you eat, the more sane you become, the more clear your thoughts become, the healthier you become. And if all of us as a nation, if we could all eat cleaner food, doesn't have to be from my store. We're not big enough to handle, you know, even 1% of the population. But if we just had more standards of clean food, you know, like ban the toxic chemicals for one thing, and stop subsidizing corn syrup, you know, a few simple decisions, we could have a healthier country, healthier nation, and therefore a more prosperous future. Healing the world through clean food. That's what we're all about. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcast at brighttown.com, the free speech alternative to YouTube, and where I comment about everything that matters, I guess, politics, aliens, civilizations, technology, science, culture, anthropology, psychology, archaeology from time to time, technology, artificial intelligence, cyber warfare, preparedness, survival, EMP, weapons. I'm just off the top of my head. Those are some of the things that I tend to cover, usually with a different twist than what you're used to. Check it all out at brighttown.com, and thank you for listening. Be safe.
Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.